Ladies and gentlemen, at the artist's request, there is no audio or video recording of tonight's performance, no photography, and please turn off all cell phones.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dave Mason and the Dave Mason Band.
Thank you. Is this the this venue the best kept secret in LA? Or? Nice to be here. Nice to be anywhere, as a matter of fact. So there's some songs from Alone Together. January 1970. Now some of those songs would have probably been, and there's more of them I gotta do yet, but some of them would have been on the, would probably have been on the third Traffic album. But that's another story. But anyway, speaking of Traffic, we're gonna go ahead. Let me throw a couple of Traffic songs in here. Excuse me, cheers. So going to feature Tony Paffer over here on our keyboards, bass. A little something called Rock and Roll Stew. Traffic after Dave, so I can do what the hell I want with this song.
Thank you.
star shooting up out of the ground. Your head is spinning around a loud guitar. You just can't escape the sound, but don't worry too much, it'll happen to you. We were children once, playing with toys. Thank you. from California here. When I was about 14, I started getting into guitar. There's a band, I'm from England, I'm English. And Worcester, exactly. Worcester, England, the heartland of England. And so I had a band that I was my favorite band. I listened to The Ventures and all that stuff. It was an English group called The Shadows. They were huge all over the world, everywhere except America. So I figured I'd step back a little bit here, back to when I was like 15 or 16 with my first band, The Jaguars, and play what you call, give you a little surf music or something, okay? So you can, thank you.
Thank you.
Be a sensitive SOB here for a second.
Thank you. Give me some more to you.
Like I said, I'm English, born and bred an English man. But I moved over here permanently in 1969.
Oh, yeah.
And when I first came over here, people were just getting to know Traffic. Yeah. And it was a band that I got to know really well, and really good band. Went and played guitar with them for a while. They went on a, in fact, they opened up for on the Blind Faith tour. The band was called Delaney and Bonnie. One great kick-ass band. Most of that band went on to become Derek and the Dominoes. This song is from Alone Together. And it was a little bit of a hit for me. But Delaney and Bonnie recorded it and had the number two record with this song. Thing called only you know and I know. Thank you. Thank you, folks. I was going on about 19, but that's what she said. Well, I was about 19 with traffic, and I got into playing sitar for a while, using it on a couple of traffic songs, and it got me thinking about write something really simple. Couldn't do that. James Brown already had the corner on that market. King of the one chord song. So, isn't that true saying about keep it simple, stupid? I decided I'd write a song that only had two chords. That's all there is. Two chords, all the way through. Very easy. You can learn this. Very simple. You probably sang this song at a karaoke bar somewhere. And if you did, you can pay me on the way as you go past the bus. But anyway, then I got really lucky because one of the great voices, interpreter of songs, who unfortunately passed away two Decembers ago now, Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker got a hold of my song, and I'm bringing this up because, see, what the song is about, what I was writing about, and what the song is really all about, the song is really all about not feeling too good at all. Because the original title has a question mark. It's a question. But Joe Cocker got a hold of it, and it became Feeling All Right, yeah. And then after Joe did it, there's about 50 or 60 other major artists that have done it. And every bar band, pretty much every bar band there is, has played it and still plays it. And like I said, you probably sang it in a karaoke bar somewhere. So, with that in mind, I want you to join in on the chorus on this. Go ahead, Tony.
Start with leaving, starting you.
guitar and vocals, Mr. Albino Bennett on the drums. Thank you all. God bless.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Dave Nation. Come on.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Mason! Come on, Burby! You want to hear more? I said Dave Before I do this particular song here, I just want to let you know, these days, of course, I don't put out new CDs because there's no point. There's no more. But don't forget to support your artists, all your artists. Don't steal it all. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. You should. I'm speaking for all artists. Okay? Next time you drop that $5 or whatever it is on that frappe, mocha, latte, whatever bullshit that is, just remember, a few bucks spent on some music will last you a lifetime. So, with that being said, of course, we do have, there's actually a great live CD that has pretty much most of the show on it that we have here. And I certainly hope some of you will pick up a copy. If you're going to do that, I'll be happy to come out there after I'm dried off and come out there and shake babies and kiss hands. And sign your stuff for you, okay? So, here's a song that I've been doing for a long time. A long, long time. Not one of my songs, but I do it because there's a lot of great guitar players out there. Joe Bonamassa is probably one of my favorites. Gentleman in the opening band plays ass off. A lot of great guitar players. But with that all being said, as great as they all are, there are no more Jimi Hendrixes. Yeah. And trust me, I should know because of the work of the man. And I spent quite some time with him. And I finished up recording with him. A couple of things finished up on Electric Ladyland. One of them is singing on Crosstown Traffic. And the next time you hear his version of All Along the Watchtower, that is yours truly playing that acoustic guitar. So here's a little tribute to Hendrix and the Picasso of songwriters who wrote the song, Mr. Bob Dylan. Thank you.
Bachelor.
Thank you all.
Let's give it up for Dave Mason. Come on.
Thank you.